It wouldn't be any good if you forgot about it and you had the anchor, but you didn't throw it out the side of the ship. That wouldn't be smart. It also wouldn't be good to throw the anchor out and just let it kind of settle in the waters, but not let it go down deep where it needs to go. Abram was someone that used the anchor promises of God in a powerful way. He didn't just let them go out in the water and just say they might be true. He let them down to the bottom where they took root. And Abram lived by faith. How powerful it was. Everyone around him, Lot, if you read the stories, his wife Sarah, Hagar, they didn't see God. They didn't know God. They didn't know the CEO up top in the heavens. But boy, did they know who God was by looking at Abram and the steadfast faith on God's anchor promises. My friends, if you remember anything this morning, remember this. You're like Abram. You have promises this morning. Here's one. Wherever two or three are gathered, God says, I am in your midst. God is here. It's not a maybe. It's not an if. It's not conditional. God is here. Here's a promise. Holy Communion. Jesus says in John chapter 6, let's stake our life on this anchor promise. Jesus says this, whoever eats of my flesh and drinks of my cup has eternal life. You have eternal life. And I will raise you on the last day. Anchor promise. You have it. Now there's a danger here. The danger is that having an anchor, we don't use it the way that we should. We don't let it go way down deep in our lives. Or we don't use it the way that we should use an anchor. We simply forget about it. We go on our own ways. When we have the crises and circumstances around our lives that happen, the wind and the waves and the currents in our lives that want to swirl us, what we want to do in those moments, we want to fix it ourselves. And we forget that we have a strong anchor that's been given to us. Or you know what we do? This is common. We know that we've got an anchor in God's promises, but we don't let it sink all the way down to the bottom of the waters. Let it sink in. Let it take root in your heart. Now it's true, Abram didn't have, as the writer of the Hebrews in 11:13 said, all the promises of Abram were not fulfilled in his lifetime. That's true. But all of them were fulfilled. His descendants, the land, his name being great. So also with you. Not all of God's promises may be fulfilled in this lifetime, but they will be 100% fulfilled. You will be raised on the last day. But my friends, you're also like the daughter of the CEO in this sense. You're like the daughter of the CEO in this sense. There's a lot of people that are living around you that don't know God, haven't seen him, haven't had a vision, haven't had a conversation with God, but they do know you. What would the waitress at the restaurant say about you? What would the neighbor down the street say about you? Let today be a reminder to each one of us that we are representatives of God, and we show forth, and may we show forth the beauty of who God is in the way that we live our lives, just like Abram did. We trust God's promises. We throw down the anchor of his promises and depend on them with our life. Let's pray about that before we have our time of communion. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are staking our future on your promises, not on our abilities, not on our plans, but simply on your promises. Lord, today, may we see them as anchors in our lives. And may we set that anchor deep so that it takes root in the ocean, and that we know that we can know that we cannot be moved. I thank you for each member here at Peace. I thank you that you see them as your ambassador for who you are. May we show your love and grace to those that we come across. In Jesus' name, amen.